There's no higher judge than one who decides that a Catholic should be excommunicated. Once that judge speaks, there's no appellate court that'll be willing to overturn on appeal. And that all-powerful judge isn't even in the United States court system. He's the Pope. No secular court is going to tell the Pope or any other religious leader that he got it wrong, and that a particular priest or a particular parishioner should be welcomed back into the flock. And it's the whole constitutional freedom of religion thing that makes such an appeal impossible. Not the freedom of religion of the individual, mind you, but the freedom of religion of the religion itself. And heaven knows that individuals have tried to put themselves back into a church's good graces with a little help from the legal system. But it doesn't work. Take an excommunication case from Hawaii a few years ago. There, the plaintiff had argued that he'd been wrongly excommunicated from the church for publishing a newspaper critical of some church teachings and belonging to a group the bishop called schismatic. But the court refused to enter the fray. Same in another case involving excommunication from Texas, where a priest had started his own church but refused to hand over the title to Catholic leaders. Some courts have called this hands-off policy the ecclesiastical abstention doctrine. The legal idea has officially been around for over 130 years, but it got a fresh look in 1976 from the United States Supreme Court in a case from Illinois. There, the court refused to decide a case brought by a bishop of the Serbian Eastern Orthodox Church who'd been suspended and removed. The court wrote that the First Amendment prohibited the justices from opining about ecclesiastical cognizance and polity. In other words, what the church says goes. But it's not just in excommunication sorts of cases that courts wash their hands and refuse to intervene. A woman from California sued when her former Jehovah's Witness church shunned her. She argued that state tort law should punish such a hurtful act. The court found that the practice of shunning was part of religious doctrine and therefore out of judicial hands. Same decision in a case from Peoria earlier this year in a dispute over proper Easter music. And in a doomed-to-fail case brought by a woman in New Hampshire who wished to become a priest. As a federal appellate court put it in the Peoria case, it's only in cases where the questions truly do not involve church doctrine, like one group that changes church locks on another, or a church that refuses to pay a janitor minimum wage, that a court will step in and tell a religious group what should be done. So if an archbishop came to me and asked whether he should bring a lawsuit against the church based on an excommunication, I tell him that he doesn't have a prayer. I'm Amy Guida.